It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. And this is what enhancing awareness of COVID-19 sounds like.
This whole coronavirus craziness is going to be over before we know it. But we must social distance, 6 feet apart, and wear our masks, and wash your hands, buddies. We're going to beat this thing!
That is a clip from James Parker's TikTok account. The North Texan is a social media influencer. The video that clip came from has been viewed over 1 million times. And even though it may sound a little bit different from the public service announcements you're accustomed to, that's basically what it is. The Texas Department of State Health Services is spending over $6 million to partner with social media influencers like Parker to get the word out on how to stay safe during the pandemic, specifically targeting teenagers and young adults. The big question, of course, is will this actually work? Here to help us look for some answers, Corey Bash. She's a professor and the department chair of public health at William Patterson University in New Jersey. Professor Bash, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks so much for having me.
$6 million is a lot of money. You've researched the effect of using social media to spread public health info like this. What evidence are you aware of that spending that kind of money to recruit TikTok influencers is a sound investment?
Well, at this point, it's very early in the game. Very few studies have been done on TikTok specifically to tell whether TikTok will be effective in spreading the messages. But I think what cannot be overlooked is the impressive and widespread reach that this platform has. It has escalated in popularity, especially among the age groups that you're mentioning, and is approaching 1 billion users worldwide. So this and other social media outlets have widespread reach, and that's really the significance of this effort.
I guess that gets at a larger question about communication theory, doesn't it? I mean, obviously TikTok videos are getting a lot of views, but the question is whether or not there's evidence that those views actually influence behavior in some way.
Time will tell, but we've seen they're called influencers for a reason. Right. They influence people and their decisions and their behaviors. And while in some cases we've seen this work negatively, I do have confidence that it could work in a positive fashion as well. And not only that, but then they pass that on. They share those images, they share those videos, and it becomes a real collective effect.
Can you think of a way or a time at which public health information was spread virally? Pardon the pun. I mean, is there a reason or some kind of analogy that you can think of that might be a kind of way to understand why this might work over some more conventional models, like, say, the public service announcement?
I think we're catching the adolescents where they are. One of the tactics that public health professionals use is called social marketing. And so we borrow from traditional marketing strategies in which the intent was never to improve the health of the public. It was to sell a product targeting a certain age population on a certain venue that we knew they would have access to. So we could think about commercials for children using characters during their Sunday cartoons. Mm-hmm. I think we're catching them, the adolescents, where they are in a timely way with a person that they respect and they want to see. We're not looking at someone with a white lab coat explaining to us the scientific purpose behind wearing a mask, why it's important, why they should do this. We're engaging with someone that they want to see.
So overall, even though the research isn't complete when it comes to the use of TikTok as a platform for these media messages when it comes to public health, what's your sense about a $6 million spend on social media when it comes to the pandemic? You think it's a good move or no?
It's an important question, and it's somewhat abstract because it depends on a lot of factors. So we have to look at the quality of materials that are being created for the campaign and then measuring their success in reaching their audience. However, when the outcome that we're talking about is illness, spread of disease, and potentially death, I don't think you could even put a price tag on that. So if we're talking about saving lives, then absolutely it would be worth it. Will be a worthwhile endeavor.
Corey Hannah Bash is a professor and the department chair of public health at William Patterson University in New Jersey. Professor Bash, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on The Standard.
Thank you.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.